And then things get really good.
Back to more Dukes and Bell, presented by Finley Roofing.
Let's go, baby! Let's go!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I want to be clear for the record about Raheem Morris said. Raheem did not say this is a new Jack Falcons. We're going to own the division.
We got some heavy pipe hitting dudes.
Blankety blanks.
And we're bringing him to town.
He just simply said that we wanted edge and we have edge. Let's be clear about what he said.
You know, it wasn't just even a part of practice. It wasn't just even a part of the people in the building. It was part of our draft. You know, we wanted to add a little edge to our football team. We want to add a little edge to our rush. You know, all the really great football players around that I've been around, they got edge. You know, they got a little bit of edge when you talk about rushing the passer. When you talk about some of these great passers that we talk about, whether it's Aaron Donald, whether you're talking about Von Miller, whether you're talking about Warren Sapp, whether you're talking about Simeon Rice, any of these guys that rush the passer, they got a little bit of edge. And part of our whole draft, part of our whole philosophy, part of our practice, part of us becoming a team that we want to be and going out and actually doing some of these things is acquiring players with some natural edge. So that's definitely a part of it. That's definitely a part of what we want. It's definitely a part of who we are. And it's no different even with our offensive line. You got speed off the ball versus, you know, running through dark rooms. And there's going to be some violence and there's going to be a certain amount of physicality that's required to be a part of this football team.
I heard what I heard.
What? On and on. Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, I am.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, I am.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, I am.
What did you hear?
He left off the da-da, man. I heard. I know what I heard.
What'd you hear?
Violence. Edge. We taking over the NFC South. Rock goodbye, baby.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
That's what you heard?
Blam!
That's what you heard?
Yeah, we taking over the NFC South with violence and edge. Edge and violence on both sides of the ball.
Okay.
And it was, they wanted violence. They got it.
Okay. I hear one thing, you hear enough.
No, this isn't Mike Smith.
This thing is bigger than Nino Brown, and I got to listen for it.
The Falcons are soft. The Falcons aren't tough. 11 years later, we're getting there.
Okay.
We're going to get there, baby. We're getting that edge. Violence.
One other thing.
Violent game played by violent men.
Yes, he's right.
That we've not had on this team for years.
And he says he feels like we've got guys that can take it there.
Killers.
More killers, please.
Stone cold killers.
Let me ask you this. Year three, Bijan. Going to lead the league in rushing?
That'd be nice. I mean, you're looking at Saquon. It's a hell of a mountain to climb to get past Saquon.
It is.
But he was such an amazing back. I still think third last year, folks, by the way. There's room for improvement. I mean, there's always room for improvement. But, I mean, you don't want to run him into the ground either. You know, we talk about the workload. And I always love the idea of sometimes Tyler Allgeier is a better fit in those short yardage and red zone situations too. But Bijan can do it all, man. He can make everybody miss. And we've seen him do it already at camp.
Yeah, the numbers are staggering. 1456, that's what he ran for, right? And we talked about the rushing touchdowns. He almost averaged 5 yards a pop, guys. And that was like, it's 4.8, seventh in the league. And you go, wow, we're getting 4.8 yards a carry from Bijan. The only guys, Mike, that you could truly say, and when I say truly, who's better? Derrick Henry?
Now, Derek is a more one-dimensional guy because he's not going to catch the ball. And that's the thing. We've seen Bijan. You know, we can't take photos of the 11-on-11, but we've seen Bijan in the down-the-field stuff, which is something you and I have been begging for.
Monster.
Let's get Bijan. You can line Bijan as a wideout. And in the short term, if it takes Darnell Mooney more than opening day to get back, there's a million things you could do with him. We were looking for that versatility. I hope we see that imagination with Zach. But Saquon was 2,000. Derrick Henry was 19. That's a lot of yardage. And I just don't think in our offense, Bijan gets close to surpassing that. And I think with Allgeier, you've got a nice mix, which keeps Bijan fresh and allows you to do everything else you want to do with him.
No, it's look, that should be the goal, and I think it is. He won't say, by the way, we've asked, what his goal is for this upcoming season. But the bar has been set, and this is going to be another part of what this season is going to turn out to be. And can they unlock full Bijan?
Right.
We've unlocked a little bit. Can we unlock the full capacity of what this is supposed to look like? Hey, we got to get out of the way. Atlanta United's on the way here. Tomorrow, guys, back up at Mall of Georgia Hooters. Come through. We always have a good time. It's going to be a big, fun Thursday show up there. So we look forward to seeing you guys. If you want to come through and hang out with us, we'll be there from 2 until 6. All right, Big O, we got to clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The game.
Pre-game, Atlanta United coming up, guys. It is Leagues Cup. They've got a game, a match tonight. They've got one on Saturday and then following next Wednesday. So that's what's going on tonight and why we went to 6:30. Hey, big shout out to Day-Day, all of our guests. Desmond Walker, thank you so much for coming in studio. Great stuff with him. If you missed it, again, online, talking about pass rush and helping some of our guys and guys around the NFL. Really good insight. Go check it out at Odyssey.com. Big O, great work behind the glass. We will see you guys tomorrow. Hooters Mall of Georgia after camp. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, the ACC Media Elite voted on the preseason media poll, and Clemson's number one, no surprise. The U comes in at 2, SMU at 3, and then Georgia Tech at 4. Can't remember the last time I saw Georgia Tech that high in preseason rankings. I think this is your Brent Key and the boys can bring home a 10-win season.
Trey Hendrickson is at camp. No new deal, but he said he didn't want to be selfish. Are you serious? You led the league in sacks. You deserve a new deal. I don't think any of your teammates think it was selfish for you to try to set the example. It's time for Cincinnati to pony up. Hey, we'll talk to you tomorrow, too. If you love the show,
tell your friends.
You don't.
It was your job to pick up the lime green marital aid last night at the Dream Game.